first of all, that it is very unfortunate that anybody, anywhere, for whatever reason, should find excuse to throw a grenade among innocent people waiting for their taxis in a very, very busy place where children, young and old, women are gathered trying to pick their taxis back home. If anybody has any grudge against the establishment, I don't think they have any justification whatsoever to throw grenades at innocent civilians going around their ordinary business. If anybody has a grudge, any reason for whatever, to fight a government, they should fight the government through means that would target the government, if that's what they're against. But throwing hand grenades among a very busy population is evil. It is unacceptable. And I would condemn it in the strongest terms possible and call upon the establishment, the security detail in this country, which I am sure they are doing, to track down these evildoers and bring them to justice.
So, Honorable Karugarama, when do you expect official investigations to begin to arrest the perpetrators or the perpetrator and bring that person or people to justice?
I believe the investigations have started or ought to have started immediately after the heinous act. I don't think there is any time to wait, but to rather the intention or the idea, and I believe that's what has been done, is to start immediately to look for these people and bring them to justice. If you know, some time back, a couple of months back, there were grenades thrown around the city in different places of the city. Most of these guys were tracked down and, believe it or not, they will be brought to justice. I think the ones that did it today will also be caught up eventually, and they will definitely be neutralized.
Do you have any news? Have you heard of any casualties or death? We heard there have been three so far that have been pronounced dead, but there have been serious injuries because of this attack.
Yes, we have heard so far that one person died and that a score of people were injured. I have not personally been to the scene of crime. Investigations are going on. And shortly, I think we shall have all the details, which then we can bring to your attention. As and when we finally have the final figures, yes.
Well, Honorable, what is President Kagame's reaction to this, especially when shortly after he was officially declared winner of the election, this unfortunate attack happened?
I wouldn't be able to say exactly what his reaction is in specific terms, but in general terms, I think President Kagame would be horrified, would be scandalized, would be saddened by the acts that were done on innocent people, innocent civilians. I think he would feel greatly hurt, and I think his sympathies would go very strongly to the victims and to their families. And I believe that he would be angry that anybody should target innocent civilians. But I am not really able to pinpoint exactly what the president's reaction in the circumstances would be in particular terms, but rather in general terms, as I've indicated.
What would be your message to the general population after this specific attack, following a rather peaceful election?
Yes, following this peaceful election, an example election that has just taken place, very orderly, very peaceful, I would call upon, first of all, the Rwandan people to stay calm, to know that there are evildoers out there, but to tell them that good always triumphs over evil, and that those evildoers have no place in Rwanda, that those who kill innocent civilians will definitely have no place in Rwanda, that they'll be tracked down and brought to justice, and that the population should remain calm, go about doing their business, but be conscious. Be on the lookout, be vigilant, so that they and the security apparatus in the country can help eliminate this threat, these evildoers, from amongst our society. Secondly, I would call upon these evildoers, the hatchers of these evil crimes, to stop it, to really consider that they have no reason whatsoever